Mariner Books and Harper Audio present The Best American Mystery in Suspense, 2022. Edited and with an introduction by Jess Walter. Steph Cha, series editor. Read by Deshaun Terry, Lindsay Dorcas, Max Myers, Frankie Corzo, Chris Salazar, and Shantae McCormick.
A note before we begin. For notes on the contributors and a list of other mystery and suspense writing, be sure to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/The Best American Mystery and Suspense 2022. Forward. It's April of 2022, and this Tuesday, my son, born in the first weeks of COVID-19 lockdown, celebrated his second birthday. If all goes well, I will have a second son by the time you read this in November. If all goes well, this life-defining pandemic will finally be over. These last 2 years have been difficult for many of us, exhausting, repetitive, full of illness and death. We hoped 2021 would prove easier than 2020. Instead, we started the year with a lethal attack on the U.S. Capitol. We saw an increase in violent crime and homicide in particular, accompanied by public anxiety and bitter political division. And of course, people kept dying of COVID. We lost over 400,000 lives in the United States alone, surpassing the nightmarish toll of 2020. How to make sense of all this? The misery, the gloom, the relentless tragedy that pervades daily life, even here in beautiful America, one of the richest countries and largest democracies in the world. For some of us, the answer is the same as it's always been. We read. I imagine that you, reading the foreword to this year's Best American Mystery and Suspense Anthology, are a bit like me. You draw some particular necessary nourishment from crime fiction. I've been a professional crime writer for many years, so I've had occasion to examine what attracts us to this genre. I think we read to get educated and feel connected, as well as to escape and forget. But I developed my taste for dark, mysterious stories long before I thought to ask why. Animals don't know why they eat tree bark. Scientists have studied them and determined that the bark helps them produce an enzyme that catalyzes the digestion of starch. But ask a beaver, capybara, or squirrel, and it's liable to ignore you and keep munching. Whatever the mechanism, and whether or not we ask, fiction helps us make sense of life, the universe, everything. Maybe what we mystery fiends get from crime fiction is a way to metabolize the horrors and uncertainties of a violent world. Crime writers translate the mystery and suspense of everyday living, and we take these stories and make them part of ourselves. This is what I found, anyway, in my years of reading and writing in this rich, expansive genre, and especially in the 2 eventful years since I started editing The Best American Mystery and Suspense. I'm proud to be part of this essential series now published by Mariner Books and grateful for the opportunity to curate these stories for your consumption. Since its inception as The Best American Mystery Stories in 1997, this anthology has published short fiction by many of your favorite writers at different points in their careers. It also boasts an illustrious roster of guest editors: Robert B. Parker, Sue Grafton, Ed McBain, Donald E. Westlake, Lawrence Block, James Elroy, Michael Connolly, Nelson DeMille, Joyce Carol Oates, Scott Turow, Carl Hyacin, George Pelicanos, Jeffrey D.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?